sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friend, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobic, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, those are time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
Ok, on est rendu à épisode 154. Trying hard to maintain. Now, we were once two niggas of the same kind. Of the same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still rolled. Got stretched to YA and hit the hood swole. Oh, I get it. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the crib saying how you've changed. Oh, you a Muslim now. No more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Want to go to the mosque? What? Don't want to chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie. He's a changed man. Hit the pen, and now he's sin. And now no sinning is the game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, all you tell me is trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife know she got a player for life, and that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart. You probably don't remember. I used to fiend for your sister, but never went up in her. And I can see us after school, we'd bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. You in my heart, you was the same motherfucker that go toe-to-toe when it's time to roll. You got a brother's back. Beautiful. And I can't even trip, because I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead. I ain't mad at you.
Message!
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. All right. Hey, bienvenue. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Let me start this right. My headphones are like blasting my eardrums here. Okay, trying to get that perfect sound. All right. Welcome. Bienvenue. A un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. Mr. Shut Up Podcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B. Ding, 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 ding. All right, what up, you new listeners? I just want to give you a heads up that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green, and waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to the question.
Are you an outcast?
I also represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s. Watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on March 6, 2024. Wednesday, March 6, 2024. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. Damn, that's loud. I don't know what's going on with these headphones. Wait, yeah, okay. I don't know what's going on, but sounds a little weird. But that's not here or there. Okay, let's first start the timer. All right, okay. Hey, where was I? Yeah, okay. Got through the intro. Check. All right, yeah. So before I continue with the show, I want to help familiarize you new listeners to my podcast. I like to break down my episodes, every episode, into three parts or acts. The first act is the intro. Second act is using random thoughts. And the last act is called, guess, final thought. In the intro, I do shit like, you know, so far in the intro, what I've done is I've told you the title of the episode, recited some poetry that's going to relate to the final thought, gave you a warning to, you know, greeted you and gave you a warning of the kind of podcast you listen to, and just to translate it for white people, protected by the red, the black, and the green is another way I was saying. This is a safe space for black Canadians. I'm being specific. Black Canadian, Haitian. It's a safe space for people like me, bottom line. Oh, right. And another thing I like to do in the introduction is read off some quotes. And the first quote goes, it's a privilege. I need you to remember this one, okay? Well, I'm talking to myself. It's a privilege for someone to have access to you. Carry yourself like it. And the, hold on a second, the author's name is, oh, I guess it's a group. It's I'm a man in touch. Oh, whatever. Okay. Second quote. Oh, okay. This one's not a quote, but more of an idea slash words of wisdom from content creator on TikTok named Ty Chambers. And she goes, and it goes a little something like this.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but they're an adult. They can figure this out for themselves. It's neither required nor fair for you to have to carry the responsibility, the consequences, or the blueprint to another able-minded, able-bodied, grown person's life and choices, regardless of the title that that person holds. The fog, fear, obligation, or guilt that they're attempting to lay on your shoulders for not doing for them what they should be figuring out or doing for themselves proves that their focus is not on their work, but rather manipulating someone else into doing it. Don't let that someone else be you. Their stuff is not your responsibility. They're grown, but you are too. You're allowed to say no, even when it's painful, even when it's hard. Boundary up. I hope this helps.
I hope it helps. Yes, this was very insightful. I could say a lot on this one, but this is the introduction. I just like to read off quotes and final thought. The other section is where I share my own thoughts. Okay. The next one, speaking of which, the next one is the last thought. It goes like this. Someone who uses your anger against you when your anger is justified due to their bad behavior is a person who is manipulative to the core. Understanding the narc. Oh, wow. Untamed Hero. That's Untamed Heroes. That content is a person I follow on Instagram that I shared this from, that I got this from. And this particular quote, I will elaborate on it, but I'm going to save it as the last item for news and random thought. What's news and random thought? Well, stick around and we'll get right to it. Okay. All right. Let's go. Let's go. Bad cues. You know, I should get a producer. I'm at that point. All right. Okay. Let's run through this, man. This is I forgot to say this is likely going to be a short episode, but I always say that because I forget about my ability to talk. But who knows? We'll see. We'll go with the reason I believe it's going to be a short episode is because I kept it light in terms of number of content. But you know, I always surprise myself. So let's go. All right, first one is, okay, this one I'm just going to play and file this one under simply I did not know. Okay? Consider this news you could use. More insightful, more information about. This is meant to create awareness of the genocide happening in the Congo. All right? Yeah. Shout out to Talon Macy for sharing this one. The links are in the show note. The link will be in the show note, and you'll see what I mean. All right, here we go.
You heard about what's happening in the Democratic Republic of the Congo? Well, millions of people are in serious crisis, and according to advocacy groups and refugee agencies, the world isn't paying attention. Here's a quick recap of what's going down in the DRC. According to Human Rights Watch, rebels in Eastern DRC have been committing mass killings, sexual assaults, and other war crimes. According to the advocacy group, rebels in Eastern DRC have rained down on populated areas, damaging infrastructure, and killing and injuring civilians. In fact, fighting between the DRC's National Army and the rebel group has displaced too many people to count. The UN Refugee Agency says the DRC is the most complex and long-standing humanitarian crisis in Africa and is home to the fourth largest group of internationally displaced people in the world. Over 5 million people are displaced today, and more than 1 million Congolese have sought asylum, mostly within Africa. Innocent civilians have been forced to flee their homes with little hope of ever returning. And keep in mind, the DRC isn't just home to its born citizens. In fact, 500,000 refugees from neighboring countries call the nation home, 3/4 of whom live outside refugee camps and settlements today. And to make things worse, while all of this is happening, disease outbreaks and natural disasters are wreaking havoc on the people. Oh, and we can't forget that buried beneath the surface of African nations is wealth beyond comparison, making its mining industry one of the most important in the world. Africa is a major producer of gold, diamond, cobalt, coal, copper, and so much more. And Congo has never been the exception, as it is one of the major mining countries on the continent. Earlier this year, Pope Francis visited the country and said the world should stop choking Africa and get their hands off the DRC. Advocates have long said that while others get rich off these nations, they are literally left to starve.
Deep. Now, I initially credited Talon Macy for sharing this, but it was more, that's the person I follow on Twitter, but the content creator's name is, or the group name is, follow at AfricaX5. I'm assuming that's on Instagram. Yeah, I'm buying time right now, because this is not the first time that I hear this. I'm still processing. Look, man, this fucking world's depressing me, man. I'm just saying. It was news you could use. Not use, but this is news. This is an awareness that you should have. Shit is fucked up in Congo. Well, shit is fucked up all over, but shit is fucked up in the Congo. I don't know. Again, filing this under you just needed to know. I didn't know, and now I do. All right, next item. Okay. For this one here, damn, this is going to be a fucking depressing episode, man. I'm going to start like this. You may have heard, or maybe not, I'm not going to assume, but the title goes like this. Man charged after bringing a nail gun to demonstration in Thornhill police. In Thornhill, police say. Now, here, I'm just going to play the clip, see if... if they play it in there, if don't be a commercial, please don't be a commercial. Don't be a commercial. Yeah.
How dare you? Why are you doing that? You just shot that at me, and you shot it at.
Yeah, that was a brave woman standing up to that guy. All right, so what's going on in the clip is some idiot, I don't like calling these people human beings, but yeah, some idiot shows up to a pro-Palestinian demonstration with a nail gun. And now the only reason I'm aware of this article is mainly because initially I saw the video. And it was the man with the nail gun, and the video starts out with saying, all Palestinians. In that one, basically, y'all, these nails are for you Palestinians. Now, there's a Jesus joke in there, but I'm not going to make. Okay, all right, sorry. Trying to make light of a bad situation. Trying to make light of something you can't make light of. All right, okay, so, yeah, so this dude is showed up to the protest and using a nail gun as a weapon. And you probably heard, I don't know if you probably heard in the background a woman saying, you got a fucking problem? It's a woman who, like, just steps to him and says, basically, I think she reached the point of, yo, I'm tired of being intimidated, man. I'm tired. This world is too fucked up. Whatever you do to me is not going to be worse than what's going on in Palestine. Piece of shit. Anyway, all right. Okay. Where was I? Yes. So initially I saw the video on Reddit. And then, so I wasn't sure. I didn't know that this guy was arrested. And then later I find out that he was arrested, which I appreciated. But there was a lot of things that I missed. I shared this with a friend of mine, and she caught it before I did. And I didn't realize it, but now I'm going to play a clip, a TikTok clip of a content creator who explains, who interprets this article or this event, or no, more, who talks about how this story was reported. And it's a whole bunch of shit that I didn't catch until he pointed it out. So here we go. All right. Now I want to be clear. I'm playing this content because of his explanation of the way the media covered this fucking story. Only for that reason. All right. Okay. So here we go. Any minute now. I'm going to have to hit refresh. Hold on a second. Sorry about that, gang. Technical difficulties. The technical difficulty is I hit play on this video and it's not playing. So here we go. Refresh. I really hope they didn't delete. They didn't delete this video. Okay. What's going on? Refresh is not working. All right. Let's use that refresh button. Again, my apologies. Okay, here we go.
There was a protest outside of a synagogue this weekend, and this is the way that the media is covering what happened. Noting that a man was charged after bringing a nail gun to a demonstration. Or they tweeted out that he has been arrested after bringing a nail gun to a pro-Palestinian demonstration near a synagogue. Once again, arrest made at pro-Palestinian demonstration. What they leave out is that he is an anti-Palestinian protester who brought a nail gun and shot at people while screaming, "Every Palestinian will die." And why was there a protest at a synagogue in the first place? It's because a real estate group which is traveling Canada and the US is going to synagogues and selling off land in the West Bank that was stolen from Palestinians. Wow. Something which is literally illegal under Canadian and international law, with cottages in the West Bank being listed for $1.3 million. I first heard about this protest yesterday on TikTok from a rabbi who is part of a group called Independent Jewish Voices. And he was the first and only person that I've seen who identified that the reason for the protest was because of the selling of Palestinian land in the West Bank. Because when I checked CTV, Global News, CBC, none of them mentioned that. Some of them mentioned that a real estate group was involved, but not what the real estate group was selling. When you take all of that into consideration and you see these headlines, it's pretty insane that they are trying to insinuate through the headlines one thing when the reality is another. Because the headlines make it seem like a pro-Palestinian person brought a nail gun to the demonstration at the synagogue. Right. The headlines make it seem like it was an anti-Semitic attack, but it wasn't. And listen, I've been called out by creators that I respect and random people in my comment section for not talking more about this conflict. I have been accused of being anti-Semitic and Islamophobic. My stance is that dead children is a bad thing, and there are dead children on both sides of this war. Maybe take a second to go look up how many children have died on both sides of this war since it started. And maybe, just maybe, we shouldn't be letting this bleed into our country. Because if you are an Israeli, or you are a Palestinian, and you are in Canada, you are a Canadian. And hate crimes against either community cannot be tolerated. And we also shouldn't be tolerating this media manipulation. And if saying this loses me followers, if saying this makes people who I respect not respect me, I am sorry. But that's just how I feel about it.
Yeah, brother, you didn't need to apologize. You know, he makes a strong point. I thought that I agree with his point. That's I'm processing. I agree with his point. Specifically the part, but getting back to the manipulation on the part of the media. Yo, it's fucked up, man. I gotta tell you, I've been thinking of. Okay, no. First thing I need to acknowledge. I love what he said. I love how he pointed out that he was made aware of this real estate scam. It's real estate spoils of war. This real estate / spoils of war being shared in Canada by a rabbi. And it reminded me of how I need to start focusing my attention more on videos of Jewish people also not just supporting Palestine, but the end of the death of children who are acknowledging this atrocities, like it's beyond getting out of hand, like who are taking a side. How do I say this? You know what? Okay, fuck it. I'm speaking to my people here. I'm speaking to my tribe. Taking on the side of the right side of history. The John Brown, the Jewish John Brown, the Jewish the Jewish I'm trying to remember of names of was it Oscar Schindler's, right? The folks who are like, yo, no, I'm not joining this us versus them. I'm part of the human family. I'm talking about those people. I'm a member of the human family, and what's going on under the name of my religion is some, I'm against it. So I need to watch more videos of that to remind myself that, no, it's not about us versus Israel. It's humanity versus the non-humans, the savages, the folks who just want to stick to the old ways of resolving conflict and dehumanize their enemies and use that as justification for atrocity. Look, I'm not trying to be like Mr. Hippie. What do I mean by that? Like I'm trying to be consistent here. If it was black people going, suffering, so much for being a light topic, right? What I'm trying to say is, I cry for the human family, and I'm crying with everyone, and I'm grateful for those of you who are joining the fight, who are crying with me, holding hands. We are the world, all that shit. I'm near tears, man. Okay. You know what? I think what's going on is I had a big meal before this podcast, and I'm full, and my thoughts aren't helping me out right now. But I'm just going to say that better take of the story? Yeah. I think the biggest highlight in there is shout out to the people of Israel objecting to their government. Right? Now, I want to be clear. I'm not trying to say, yo, drop your struggle. Ignore your concerns. That's not wrong. I'm honestly not saying I'm not on that side. Something tells me if I was someone from Israel, I'd be gung-ho. I'd be acting the same way I acted on 9/11. But that doesn't make me right. That doesn't make me in the right. Being indifferent to the suffering of, you know what it is? Shout out to the people of Israel still able to acknowledge the humanity of the people of Palestine and are fighting for their humanity, fighting to help preserve that fight. Because you're an inspiration to all of us. I mean, we're doing it too, but to me it's a big deal when someone who's initially programmed to take a side in this conflict, to take the wrong side in this conflict, to be on the right side. Yeah, all right. Getting back to what I was saying. Yeah, no, I think I need to watch more. I need to stop. Okay, I need to be careful on when I consume news about what's going on, Congo, Palestine, or any atrocity without, throughout the world. Fuck. Right before I was about to start this episode, someone was telling me about Haiti. I'm like, oh, my God. Anyways, I need to be careful about that. But I also need to be mindful that I can't let that asshole with the nail gun paint a picture of what the world is like. Like, ingrain a picture of, make me believe that's all that's out there. People like him. Nah, man. You're on the side of evil. I'm not trying to get religious. I'm just trying to say, calling you a piece of shit is not strong enough. That's all I'm saying. All right. Okay. Let's try to get a little lighter here. Okay. So, you know what I like on my podcast is when I find a topic that gets covered by someone else. Not to say that I inspired it, but it's like I call it a moment of great minds think alike. And on The Daily Show, they talked about this topic already, and it's called Blacks for Trump. No, I call it Blacks for Trump. So apparently Trump, I don't know if it's Trump's people or, well, I mean, one of his followers, are in an attempt to get black people to support him. They got AI to create pictures of him hanging out with the fellas, with the brothers and the sisters. So basically, it's pictures of Trump, fake pictures of Trump, hanging out with black people. Now, if you look at those pictures, they look real as fuck. Of course, generated by AI. But and shout out to The Daily Show for covering this. But when you think about it, right, when you look at Trump looking normal, yeah, that's your first sign that, yeah, this is some bullshit. Like, it's a picture of Trump posing, like, for a Christmas card with six black dudes. Sorry, it is funny. It's making me laugh, man. And, it's making me laugh, but it's going to suck. It's also scaring me because I can see some black folks falling for this. I can see some people, not just black folks, some people dumb enough to fall for this shit. Well, okay, granted, I got to be careful because I could have fallen. The only reason I knew it was fake, if I'm being honest, is because there's a big sign on it called fake, and the person sharing it on Twitter put in the caption, these are fake AI-generated images being posted by Trump supporters in an effort to garner support among black voters. But yes, this shit scares me, man. AI, maybe I feel like I'm getting old. I feel like I'm the old guy being scared of new technologies. I don't know, maybe my fear is justified or not, but AI is scaring me, man. It's getting scary. AI tech is getting scary for an old guy like me. Like, how long before, like, there's a software out there that helps you generate voices. How long before I get a phone call from someone that sounds like my mom and says, oh my God, I'm kidnapped. I need money. Send money fast for Houston Union. And I'm like, shit. I'm saying, brace yourself. A lot of scams. Brace yourself for the scams that will be people will be falling victims of because of AI technology, man. That shit is gonna, it's gonna change shit, man. I don't know. You know what? Sorry, I'm thinking of the time when I was dating and I was very insecure. And you know what? I was insecure, but granted, I was dating women that I was not really compatible with, but that's not the point. You know, in the time I thought they were, they were my one and only. But I can see someone playing a bad prank. I can see, or back then, and generating a picture of my girlfriend with some other guy. And she's getting screwed. And she's getting, so this guy is fucking her brains out. I saw you and him fucking in the rain. Anyway, yeah. So my point is, had I seen those AI-generated images, I would have believed it. And she, poor girl, would be like, it's not me. It's not me. Yeah, right, bitch. You calling me crazy? Like, just the image alone would have been enough to fuck, to mess me up. Like, I was that insecure. I was that, I knew it. I knew you cheated on me. You fired out of hope, whatever. Yeah. Only to later realize that, AI generated. I got played. I can say a lot of, maybe it's a good thing. A lot of weak relationships will cease to exist thanks to AI technologies and the possibilities. All right, okay, I gotta play this next one. Really, did I really not set this one up? Yep, I didn't. Okay, all right, last one, and I gotta wait for it to load, and I'm gonna play some Words of Wisdom by. Not content creator's name. I don't know. Oh, Miriam Makeba. Okay, here we go. She's going to spit some knowledge, fellas. Brace yourself. Okay, what's going on with my... hold on a second. Oh, my God. Okay, what's going on is the battery of my... of the device that I use to control the computer is dead. And this is my second computer. It's not a computer. It's more like a... So now I gotta plug it in. All right, sorry about that, gang. This is embarrassing. I swear I'm a professional. All right, okay, here we go.
The conqueror writes history. They came, they conquered, and they wrote. Now you don't expect people who came to invade us to write the truth about us. They will always write negative things about us. And they have to do that because they have to justify their invasion in all the countries. It's like saying when the Europeans went to America, there were no Indians there. It's ridiculous because they were there. I know that my people were there. We don't write our history. It has always been handed down to us orally by our elders. Of course, the white man came and he writes history. In fact, you don't know anything about any place until the white man gets there.
Yo, she's got a beautiful accent. Hold on, let me try to get some more details about this person. Doing a Google search on her. South African singer, songwriter, and actress. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that was very powerful. This one had me thinking a lot. Had me thinking a lot about... How the fuck? I mean, I know why, but the more you think about it, the more ridiculous it is. The fact that our parents, my parents, sent me to school with the children of the conquerors. Right? Yeah, don't get me wrong. You know, I've made some white friends. That's not my point, but I'm saying... Sending me, not just going to the same school as the children of our conquerors, but in the school system of our conquerors. Like, it should not be a surprise that a lot of us don't make it through their school system. Some of us, you know, we made it. Good, high five for you. But a few of us, fuck, we're casualties. I hated school, man. Honestly, I hated school. The institution of school, and yet I love to learn. The reason I hated school, because I always felt like it's calling me nigger. No, to a certain point, but calling me stupid. Everything I did, okay, granted, I was good in math, it's a certain subject, but everything else, I just felt like it was just, school was just reaffirming that I was less than. But of course, it would make sense that a lot of us would not make it through this school system. I remember there was a time back in the days where in Ontario, in the province that I live in, they decided in Toronto to have they call them Black Focused School. Let me see if I get this title right. So essentially, it's a school, Black Focused School. It was supposed to be Afrocentric Alternative School. Inside the unique Afrocentric suburb. Okay, the point is, it was a school where black children could go and be amongst their peers. Now, at the time, I didn't get it. I didn't understand the value of it. While suffering, while being a casualty of the school system. Excuse me, sorry. Time to feed the parakeet. Yeah. I didn't get it at first, but now I do. The way the school system is, oh my God. Dead Prez has a song about it. These schools ain't teaching us shit. I'm going to look this up. Dead Prez. These schools. Oh, day school, excuse me. Yeah, I know. Dead Prez nailed it with that song, man. Why haven't you learned anything yet? Man, that school is a joke. Yeah, man. It's I went to school with some redneck crackers. Yeah, but here's my point, man. I'm just saying. Went to school. The school designed by the conquerors. All that black shit. Slavery, all that African-centric stuff that I learned was outside of school. If it wasn't for that, oh man, I'm scared of the kind of guy. You know who I would be? Those Republicans. Okay, I don't have the pictures. I meant to share that pictures. Those Republicans, I'd be a black Republican. Talking about, I'd be an Uncle Ruckus. I'd be worse than an Uncle Ruckus. Yeah, so I went to their school and went and adopted their religion. And today I'm still unlearning a lot of the self-hatred that I got from school. I'm going to Atlanta sometime soon, and that's a black city. Atlanta's not the point, right? But it's happened to me that I've been around black people and didn't subconsciously wasn't treating them, wasn't perceiving them as human beings. I'm not savage. Okay, wasn't perceiving them as human beings. I was perceiving them like whatever the media told me to perceive them like. Completely forgetting that I grew up with black people. They were my relatives. What I'm saying is, and not to make excuses, but I'm a victim of this white supremacy bullshit, man. And yeah, anyways. Shout out to Miriam McCabe for reminding me that I went through their school system. Maybe I need to be a bit patient with myself. It's only normal that I have some of this, like the white man programming, this white man's programming, some white supremacy, the disease of white supremacy. I shouldn't be surprised that I'm affected by the disease of white supremacy. All right, okay. Last item for user random thoughts. Okay, here we go. Just a sec. At this point, I'm just going to put, just to measure how much time I'm using up. Okay, let's go. All right. Sorry, I'm putting myself a timer to remind myself that time is, time doesn't grow on trees. All right, okay. Back to what I was saying earlier. So regarding that thought that I shared with you at the beginning, and it went, someone who uses your anger against you when your anger is justified due to bad behaviors is a person who is manipulative to the core. That's fucked up. It made me think that I grew up with a lot of people who weren't like that. They made it look like, hey, no, I'm just helping you control your temper. That's how they came off as. Yeah, I am poking you to help you control your temper. And then because you can't control your temper, you are a bad person. They weren't helping. This is my point. This is all my point I was trying to get at. Now, just to make things personal, I was an incident that happened to me at work not too long ago, recently. Someone in an email misspelled my name. No, it's not the misspell of my name, but truncated my name. And it's amazing how that shit triggered me. Now, They truncated my name, like sheer innocence. I'm going to assume it's sheer innocence. Even though my mind is still like, the impact is, I'm still triggered from the event. Now, usually I would have let it slide. I would have been passive. But being passive hasn't worked out to my advantage. So I didn't diss the person, but I tried to, I corrected them. See, in an email, it's a lot different, right? I corrected them the same way someone who wants you to call them doctor, like someone with a PhD wants you to call them doctor, or, you know, it's miss, whatever, right? I corrected them in that fashion. I said, please call me this name. Please use this name. But I remember when I hit send, that feeling, it's not just the trigger, but the memories of people who would have either, oh, man, oh, sorry, not say sorry, but more like, oh, man, you're tripping. Like, they knew I didn't like to be called by that name. I didn't like this particular nickname. And he still went at it. They still continued, even though I didn't. And it made it look, and they always made it seem that, yo, either if you can kick my ass, I'll stop. Or if you say the magic word, right, use the right intonation, I'll stop. But until then, I'm going to be relentless with you. So I was expected to be gaslighted. It's like, oh no, it was just a mistake. Oh my God, whatever, right? Anyway, I guess I'm thinking all these thoughts, but I remember being proud of myself saying, yeah, I'm nipping this shit in the bud. Like, don't wait till this person does this a few times before it catches on. So because of, nah, just nip it in the bud. So I just said, yo, please call me by this name. And the person responded. Now, I don't know if they got the, no, it's not they got defensive, but they apologized. You know, this might touch on the next topic, because I'm trying to, on the final thought, it's close to it, but I'm still learning to trust myself, because a part of me read this person's response, and felt they were being sincere, especially when they added, yo, I've been in their shoes, I hate when people do the same thing, I felt they were being sincere. But after being gaslighted so much, I'm like, yeah, yo, no, they're just fucking with me. First it starts with a fake apology, and then it's like, oops, sorry. Didn't mean to call you by your name. Didn't want to trigger you, you know? And it was just like, it was basically your anger was their entertainment. Now, I know a lot of people could say, you know, just don't get angry. I mean, yeah. But it goes back to what I was saying is, yeah, man, is remembering that. For me, when I made it clear I didn't like being called, I pointed out that I preferred to be called this way, in this particular way, my full name, or saying, hey, you and I don't know each other well enough for you to be talking to each other that way. When I clarified that point, it was also my way of saying, if you persist, we're going to have a problem. Now, the problem is not violence, but it's just my way of saying, yeah, don't make me go 0 to 100. It wasn't a threat, but it is a, yo, this will fuck up this relationship, this business relationship. Anyway, I'm just bringing it up because it's interesting that this event happened and this quote, and it came together, this quote of someone who uses your anger against you when your anger is justified due to their bad behavior is a person who is manipulative to the core. I think I'm just going to end this one with, yeah, fuck people who manipulate people. Yeah, I don't like manipulative people. That's what it is. Mainly because of my history with them, those kind of people. Which mean you people, yeah. All right, okay. So, yeah, I think I might make this a trend here where one of the quotes or words of wisdom that I share, I elaborate some more in News and Random Thought. But that's to be continued. I'll figure that out in the next episode. But okay. But for now, this concludes Final Thought. Oh my God, News and Random Thoughts. Let's jump to Final Thoughts, and we get to call it a day, call it a podcast. All right, okay, let's go. Okay. All right. Now, I feel the need to be very, not careful, but very clear about what's up with today's title. Oh, what's up with the title? So, Try It Hard to Maintain is a line, is a verse from Tupac's song, I Ain't Mad at You. The reason I picked that title, one is for the idea of everything I do, whether it resulted in mistakes, disappointment, or whatever, my initial intention was just trying to maintain, like Tupac said. Okay? That's why I picked that particular line. But now the reason why I chose it from this song, I Ain't Mad at You, is because I found myself thinking about the concept of forgiveness, specifically self-forgiveness. And even though I know I Ain't Mad at You is not necessarily a song about self-forgiveness, but there is an element of forgiveness in that song. And I Ain't Mad at You is Pac simply saying, or Pac saying, yes, you've changed, but I ain't mad at you. I accept that you're a different person. I accept that you're maturing. I accept you're just trying to maintain. I accept that you can't change. I accept that. I guess to me, it's a form of forgiveness, and it touches on the idea. It touched on the idea of forgiveness. You know, I can honestly make this into a sermon/speech. Maybe I should write this shit down. But anyway, I'll keep going. So all this started. Try to keep this a short final thought because there's not a lot for me to say. But it had me thinking. I had a moment in therapy that had me thinking about. That I was amazed at the fact that despite the fact that I grew up Christian and one of a fundamental core principle of Christianity is forgiveness, right? Turn the other cheek, all that shit. Despite the fact I grew up Christian, I've never known the concept. I've never understood understood the concept of self-forgiveness. Forgiveness, I understand. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna take it a step further here, and look up the definition of forgiveness. And bear with me. I'm going somewhere with this. Forgiveness, okay? Forgive. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness means different things to different people. But in general, it involves an intentional decision to let go of resentment and anger. Beautiful. The act that hurt or offended you might always be with you. But working on forgiveness can lessen the act's grip on you. Oh, amazing. Okay, so forgiveness. That's the definition of forgiveness. Or we're going with that definition. Now, self, I'm going to go in philosophy. The self is the relationship of an individual's own being, knowledge and values. Self relates the experience of one's inner and outer living in presence. The first person perspective distinguishes selfhood from personal identity. Okay, that's slow. For the sake of conversation, self is the person you look at when you look in the mirror. Okay. Forgiveness, I understand. Self, I understand. Put those two words together, self-forgiveness, and I get a divide by zero error. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I mean when I say never known or understood that concept. During therapy, was just talking about, basically therapist was just trying to hammer in the idea of, no, you got to forgive yourself. I've heard that word so many fucking times. You got to forgive yourself. And here's the interesting part. This is my second therapist, and my first therapist introduced the idea of letting it go. You got to forgive yourself. Never understood that shit. And it finally hit me. The reason why I didn't understand it is because I've always thought that forgiveness was something that either A, you grant, give to others, to someone else, or someone gives it to you. But the self giving it to the self doesn't make sense to me. It's more that doesn't make sense. It didn't apply. Literally, again, divide by zero error. Go to your calculator. Try to divide any number by zero. Your calculator is going to give you a middle figure. It's going to go zero. I can't compute. Doesn't make sense. How do you divide something by nothing? It doesn't make sense. That's how I perceive self. That's how my mind, anytime you would try to explain it to me, my mind would just like reject the idea of self-forgiveness. I didn't realize that until that session, which is why every time, forget, what the fuck do you mean? It was an annoying thing to be always told, forgive yourself. I was like, how? Not why. I understood why I needed to do it, but accomplishing it, didn't know how to do it. Now, I'm not going to go into the philosophy of self. Actually, initially I was going to go through Yolanda Vazant's book, One Day My Soul Opened Up, and look on, I think she's got something about self-forgiveness or forgiveness. But instead, no, I'm not an expert. I'm not going to preach to you about forgiveness or how you need to forgive. What I am going to do is, imagine going through life and being oblivious of the number 5. So you would count, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Now, well, there's another number. What do you mean? People are trying to convince you there's another one. Yeah, I can't see it. 2 plus 3, I don't know. I can't process it. I know what 2 means. I know what 3 does. Put those 2 numbers together, that number does not make sense. My point is, imagine going through life and not being able to process, understand, acknowledge the concept of self-forgiveness. What kind of person do you think that would create? I think, this is just my theory, I'm not an expert on these things, but I'm just going on personal experience. I think that's part of why I'm so hard on myself. And not hard on myself in a productive way, like all those athletes would say, like all those gold medalists will tell you that, yeah, I'm so hard on myself, that's how I got the gold. No. Hard on myself to the point where it's destructive, unproductive. And the thing is, I didn't really, yeah, it's only when I bring it up with my therapist that it makes light of, she brings it up. It's like, dude, you're being hard on yourself. She doesn't call me dude, by the way. But I'm just saying, you're being, like, to me, I'm like, I feel like the parent being told, hey, beating your kid is kind of harsh. I'm like, yo, mind your own goddamn business. I'm going to treat this kid the way he deserves to be treated. This kid does not deserve kindness, does not deserve, oh, look at him. He spilt his juice on the ground again. Beat him again. You know what? Maybe those affirmations are working. Which is why I was able to notice that, yo, I have a process. I have difficulty processing the concept of self-forgiveness. I'm not there yet. I still have it. I want to be clear. I still have it. I'm just acknowledging that, oh, wow. Sure. It would be hard to define, acknowledge, practice self-forgiveness when you can't, when a person can't even acknowledge it. I don't know what it is about. And what's fucked up is I grew up Christian. I was all into that forgiveness shit. You know what? Okay. All those time our preachers, Sunday school teachers were talking about the love of Jesus and how he forgives you. Exactly. Sure, maybe he does, but I fucking don't. And sometimes I think slavery had a big part in it. I believe there's a lot of us black folks, me included, who have to fight or have this part in our brain that tells us all the shitty thing that will happen and has happened to you, you deserved it. Why? Because, I don't know, you're cursed. I don't know, whatever. You flipped the coin of luck and you flipped cursed. You shake the dice of life and you got the number that says, yeah, that guy over there, that girl over there, yeah, don't give them shit. When they hit that red light, they deserved it. They got dumped, they deserved it. They got fired, they deserved it. They can't follow their dreams, they deserved it. I even think about slavery and the shit we went through. There was a significant part of my life where I believe that, yeah, we fucked up as a people. I'm reading The Godfather by, what's his name again? Nick? So Mpuzo? God damn it, really? And by reading, I mean the audiobook. I don't know if you, for all you people who need that distinction to make. Oh, Mario Puzo. Jesus Christ. Italian name. You can forget it yet. And there's a part where, well, if you've seen the movie, you're familiar with the racism, you know, these fuckers had against black people. And the way the author described it, like the racism, it's like, yeah, black people deserve the score against them because they allowed themselves to. It's like because we allowed ourselves because we were victim of slavery, all this awful shit that happened to us, it's like to them, because you allowed that shit to happen, then even God don't like you. No, it's a combination of not just, look, if God stood by and let that shit happen to you people, then yeah, then something must be wrong with you. Then you must be cursed. If God stood by during slavery, Jim Crow, Haiti having to pay a reparation for slavery, Haiti being in poverty, my parents having to leave Haiti to come to this fucking country to work menial jobs so they can have a better life. If God stood by all that shit, if God stood by all your fucking prayers and did shit, then you must be cursed. Something must be wrong with you, because look how good these white folks got it. You know what I mean? It's easy to, when you think about the black experience, it's very easy to fall. I can't blame, I mean, you got to snap out of it, sure, but I can't blame a black person for believing the notion that, yeah, we must be a cursed people. What the fuck? How the fuck did all this shit happen to us? And because we're a cursed people, we are undeserving of forgiveness. Oh, my God. Sorry, I just had a thought of Boardwalk Empire. And one of the most powerful lines in that story goes, I am not seeking forgiveness. That's amazing. Because the reason why I love that line is because it had me thinking about how I grew up Christian. And I was on a constant trek for forgiveness. Forgiveness for what? Everything. Name it. Pick one. Make something up if you have to. And the idea of this character saying, nah, I'm not seeking forgiveness. When he said that, something about that felt blasphemous while being powerful. I'm like, whoa, but God was going to be upset at you. Anyway, okay, I'm going to stop. This is one of those, as a speaker, you got to know when to stop speaking, because at this point, you're just bullshitting. But the major takeaway from all this, the major takeaway is how I never understood the concept of forgiveness being applied to the self. Do I now? I'm working on it. It's something to work on. But I do know once I figure that out, maybe I will be on a journey into self-forgiveness. Now, I could have... Oh, my God. What was her name again? I forgive myself. And release. There we go. I forgive him. Yeah, it's a... Oh, my God. Come on. And the name of the artist is Jemenel Rollins. She's got a song called I Forgive Myself and Release. That's the whole song. That's the only lyrics in that song. I guess it's meant to be affirmation, meditation. And I could have used that song as the title for today's episode, but I've used it before. But the other thing, too, is recognizing that I need help processing the concept of forgiveness and self. I can now listen to her song, to this artist's song, in a different light, in the light it was intended to be listened to. She's like, oh, she's serious. She really means it when she says, I forgive myself. You know what? No, I'm going to complicate this. I understand when people say it to themselves. It's when it's applied to me. Like, I understand for you, you forgive yourself. I get that. But when it's applied to me, Be Black, that's when it becomes a divide by zero era. Anyways, after this episode, here's hoping it marks the beginning of the end. Oh my God! Okay, sorry, I just tickled myself, Monsieur Chatouille. All right, okay. This concludes today's episode. Like always, check out the show notes. My show notes are show notes are on the website, and there's a fourth section in the show notes called Other Links, and other links are just either things, articles that I've read, or things that I've read, consulted, and that influenced my opinion on the show, or just cool links that you might find entertaining or worth. Check it out. All right? Okay. It's my gift to you. Consider it a gift. All right. This concludes today's episode. As always, if you want to holler at me, you can find me on the social medias, on Instagram threads and Twitter using the handle @ShutUpPodcast. On TikTok, it's @ShutUpPodcast.com. But if you're really serious about finding me on the internet, right? Okay. If you, instead of going through a third party to find me, go directly to my website, shutuppodcast.com. What was that? Shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast401@gmail.com. Now, to your returning listeners going, hey, don't you usually say it three times? I figured that, saying it the first time, shutuppodcast.com, second time, shutuppodcast, and then the email address, shutuppodcast401@gmail.com. That counts as three times. But, I mean, come on. How are you going to forget the website, shutuppodcast.com? Anyways, you can subscribe to this podcast using the RSS feed that's on the website, or go to Google, Apple. You know, I'm out there on the internet. I have a presence on the internet, and I'm working on making it a significant presence. All right? Okay. All right. But you know what? If you really want to help out, tell a friend to tell a friend. All right. About what? ShutUpPodcast.com. All right. Yo, no, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening. And please remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace. I am your king now!